Cuyahoga River and many other northern Ohio streams and rivers are part of the Lake Erie watershed, which encompasses 33 of Ohio's 88 counties, more than a third of the state. The lake provides drinking water to millions of people. The Ohio Lake Erie Commission works to protect the lake and to promote it as well. And its director, Joy Mullinax, joins me to talk about how Lake Erie is doing. Hi, Joy. Thanks so much for joining me here at Edgewater Park.
Good morning. Thank you for bringing me out to the lake.
How would you describe the value of Lake Erie to the state of Ohio?
Economically, there is a huge benefit. There is a $15 billion tourism industry here in Ohio along the 8 counties that border Lake Erie.
And you're from Toledo, so you have some personal knowledge about the situation they had with the drinking water there.
There are nearly 3 million Ohioans who rely on Lake Erie for drinking water, and ensuring clean and safe drinking water, you can't really put a value on that. It's critical to everyone.
You've been having an opportunity to listen to some constituents who utilize the lake and tour the state with a couple of other department directors. What have you heard as you've gone around and heard people and their concerns about Lake Erie?
Every opinion is slightly different depending on what you're using Lake Erie for. So certainly the charter boat captains who depend on Lake Erie and the fisheries for their livelihoods, they have a lot of concern about overall water health and what's happening with algal blooms. It's also about making sure there's water affordability. There are communities dealing with urban runoff. So the challenges are different depending on your perspective, but they're all things that I think the state of Ohio can address, and I look forward to those challenges and working with all the different groups.
There are a lot of constituencies working on this problem. What do you see as the best way forward?
We are very pleased that Governor DeWine introduced the H2 Ohio Fund, having some resources to provide additional incentives to particularly the farming community that hasn't wanted to take on new conservation practices for fear that it could hurt their bottom line. There's more to it than just the fertilizers, but they are the largest loading contributor, and yeah, they feed the algae, and depending on weather conditions, we can have a significant bloom, or in some drier years, it's not so bad.
You mentioned, though, the conservation efforts by the farmers. What would that involve?
So there are different practices that they can utilize, from creating buffer strips along waterways to capture anything that's getting washed off. There are different water management strategies to capture water and slow it down. Injection fertilization is another great tool that we're hopeful farmers can better utilize. So if you're putting the fertilizer under the surface of the soil, it's being directed right to the plant rather than on top, where it is more likely to get washed off.
One of the concerns about that I heard is that the equipment to do that is so expensive.
We are aware of the extra costs. The Department of Agriculture has some funding available, so they are able to buy equipment that can be rented through county soil and water conservation districts. The Ohio Lake Erie Commission has also purchased some equipment that's out there now for farmers to rent as well.
Are farmers receptive to this?
We are still waiting for the results. Ohio State University has done some research into farmers' responses, and they've seen that there are roughly a third of the farmers in the Western Lake Erie Basin who are willing to engage in conservation practices, and they do. There is a third that is interested. They haven't committed yet, but they're listening, and they're a little bit fearful of doing something to hurt their bottom line, but they're still listening. And then there's that other third that we're still working on. There's good discussion, and a good cooperative spirit of rolling up sleeves and let's figure out how to solve the problem. We all are drinking the water and we're all living here, so everyone's working towards the same goal. I think we're on the right path forward.
Thank you so much, Joy Mullinax. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.